you recording?
I'm recording. Yes.
All right, good evening. Welcome to the Community Reinvestment Agency of Magna board meeting. Present, we have board member Sudbury, board member Prokopis, myself, Chair Eric Barney, board member Trish Hull, and Vice Chair Audrey Pierce. We do have a quorum. We have no people signed up for public comment tonight, so we'll move on in the agenda to item four, discussion and action items. We'll start with 4A, approval of the July 8th, 2025 CRA meeting minutes. Do we have any amendments, corrections, or do I have a motion for approval?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion from board member Hull, a second from Vice Chair Pierce. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Moving on to item 4B, Empress Theater Mantle Park parking discussion. The Empress Theater Board was not able to come to consensus at their board meeting about this, so I would propose that we delay the discussion on this until the next meeting.
Okay.
What is the topic? Can we have a little more?
Yeah, sure. They have the Empress Theater has a lease for Mantle Park, and the lease was basically a dollar. And the terms of that lease are that the theater maintains the parking lot, including the landscaping and all that. And the Empress does not have the resources to maintain the landscaping, especially with the improvements that have gone in. And so there's a looking at rescinding that lease and just letting the CRA and city take back over what it was.
And it would be helpful also, the CRA has put over $100,000 into that park, and we want to probably maintain it, not let it fall into disrepair.
Yeah, don't look real great right now, though, with all the weeds.
Well, and isn't it one of our parks? So
it's owned by the CRA.
Yeah.
So when it transferred over from the county, it transferred into the CRA. So it is technically one of the parks. Yeah.
So it should be under Roth.
So tomorrow, Daniel, I'm under the impression that Salt Lake County CRA had Roth taking care of it. Daniel's going to confirm that tomorrow.
Somebody has been. There's been a company that has shown up and been doing maintenance.
So why is it still under Salt Lake County?
It's not.
County Parks.
From their CRA to ours.
County Parks is doing it, not the CRA. Okay.
When we moved the properties over, there was an agreement to maintain it, but there was also a service agreement from, who's the contractor that did the work? Stallings. Stallings did the renovations,
yeah.
And there was a maintenance agreement for the immediate post the installment. But then there was also an agreement with the county RDA for maintenance, and we think that that's who's been currently maintaining.
Well, let's just donate it to the Empress and let them maintain it. We already put the money into it. That's what it's for. So let's just let the Empress have it.
Well, but I think it's more public parking. And that's
yeah.
The other thing is the Empress is not.
I know, but you said one day at a meeting here, you said that people at the bar are using that parking lot.
Sure.
They shouldn't be using it.
Well,
so now you're going
because,
back the other sideways.
No, because the Empress hasn't been enforcing its right to the parking. It's not been posted, and they've not been policing it. And so,
the Empress
yeah,
hasn't
the
been
bars
cleaning up the property like they're supposed to either.
No, they haven't.
That's why I said we should just donate that to them guys
no.
and let them have it.
I don't think we want to do that. If we put $100,000 into a park, I think we need to maintain the park. I just feel like it's one of our parks, and no one is going to notice. We would know, but the public is going to go, well, why do you take care of these parks, and now you've got this park, and it looks like crap.
And that's
and
right.
Then we need
and,
to
and it's
it
on
invisible.
Main Street. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have all them weeds tore out and have shrubs put all along that wall and clean it up.
I have it driven by and look at it.
Because you can't with the road.
Yeah.
All right.
So next time.
Next meeting.
Yep. Moving on, item 4C, support for Lens on Magna Main. David Bricky.
So the Lens of Magna is an event that has been taking place.
Have a microphone.
We can't, yeah.
Is it not working?
No.
No.
Easier. Oh, it's not plugged in. Can
here.
I borrow your?
Yeah.
We'll start working on that before the next council meeting.
I'll let you know that the Lens of Magna is an event that has been taking place for the last 3 years. And Salt Lake CRA has been managing it with the Salins sort of pushing forward with the idea of trying to advertise and promote Magna's Main Street. The contributions that have been made by Salt Lake in the past is they have prize money in the amount of $2,875. The Sabins are willing to contribute about $4,000. It's an event that I'm just trying to get feedback from the five of you if you want to continue it in the spring. Rachel Sabin reached out and said, this is something that has been going on, like I said, 3 years, and we'd like to know if, now that the Magna CRA is in charge of that downtown area, would you like to see something like that continue?
I've never heard of it. Can you describe what it is?
Have them make a presentation and ask for the continued support.
It's a photography contest, and so they sponsor photographers. Well, they don't sponsor them. They invite photographers to come and take pictures of Magna Main Street, and then they post them and have public voting and offer awards for the photography. The Sabins, if you're not familiar with them, their LLC, Knights of the Empress, purchased the Empress Theater. They own it and lease it to the Ochre Hills Performing Arts Alliance, which operates the theater. The Sabins also purchased the property next door to the theater and are intending to rebuild the property to the west. There's discussion about what they intend to put there, but a retail space with some housing above. So the Sabins are heavily invested from a business standpoint and a real estate standpoint in Magna Main Street, and they want to see it thrive. And so Rachel specifically started this Lens of Magna Main photo photography contest as a way to promote it.
So are they asking money from us?
I think they're asking money from the CRA.
The contribution that in the past has been $2,875, and that's reflective of whoever wins the contest gets some cash donation. The Sabins, their $4,000 has been in framing and putting the pictures together so that they can be displayed at some point as in a gallery type setting.
We saw Harry Holt at the Arty show.
Well, I
so
think
the donations,
I'm with
the donations in the past came directly from the Salt Lake County RDA. So it was the county council operating as county RDA was the one making the contributions.
So help me understand our CRA just a little bit here.
No,
the money is there. Does it increase year after year, or does it? And at some point, it stops, right?
So the contributions are coming in. And this, we haven't seen as much as in previous years. And Daniel and I are investigating that as to why. This past year it was $200,000. It may be tied to the agreement itself, and that's why it's tapering downward, but we don't know specifically why.
So it's a tax increment.
But at some point that tax increment stops.
That's correct.
And so then who would fund it after that? Our CRA would be done, right?
Correct.
So
have to start a new one, approach all those entities once again, and generally that would only happen if you had something of a
new construction or something,
right? Purpose.
Yeah. I guess what I'm suggesting is if this is something for the benefit of all of Main Street, why don't we ask them to come to the council like any of the other institutions or, that ask us for money and just say make a request for $2,000 to support.
Let them present, right?
That we will support. I think it's a worthy thing. I think it's great. I think anything we can do to fix Main Street and support Main Street and get people down here would be great. And then just ask for us to support it as a council and not as a CRA, because that's not going to be long term.
I think they probably ought to present to the CRA, since it's that money. I don't care if it's they present both places, but we can't see them in the city council meeting and approve a CRA item during that meeting, can we?
But it wouldn't have to be funded by the CRA. That's just because Salt Lake RDA was funding it. We could fund it differently. Yeah. Because the thing I also wonder is, are we going to empty the CRA with all of the other things we're looking at?
Not yet. No, that is not anticipated.
Okay. Well, I don't care. Either way, I am in support of it, but I think they ought to maybe go through the same process.
Sure.
That we have for
I can certainly contact Ms. Sabin and say, I'll have you put on the agenda for the 1st of October if she's ready to do it that quickly, or we'll do it at the second meeting or the first meeting in November.
So it'd be done in like the RDA here, right? I mean, it would go to the council, would it?
Yeah, it'd be in front of the RDA.
Okay, yeah, right. Okay, cool.
I would like to focus on, she's been doing it 3 years. What benefit has she seen? Has it yielded anything that she can speak to?
Thank you. I'll communicate with her
this
week, that desire.
She sent David and I a rundown of the...
Does it bring in photographers from all over the county?
Yeah. Lens of Magna Main connects community to historic Main Street, has seen an increase in participation over its 3 years.
Sorry.
It's been rewarding to see photographers, both professional and casual, get excited about what they find on Magna Main, as well as see their artistic expression of it. I'd love the chance to chat more about it, determine if the process for your potential involvement is there, or if there's any interest, which I think is what this is to gauge interest.
So would this be like the Mid-Bell deal with all their neat...
It's not murals, per se. It's just people, photographers come in and take pictures, and then they submit the pictures. The Sabins fund, the preparation of the photos with frames and stuff, and that's what they're funding out of their own pocket.
Sorry.
Asking the CRA to support the prize monies, basically, for the winners.
Will the gallery be here in town?
Yeah. Okay. They've held it at the Webster. Did they do it at the Webster Center this year? The gallery night?
No. Everything because of what was going on Main Street.
But they did the year before.
They did.
So yeah, they keep it local.
It would be cool to have it here. Okay.
All right. I'll get in touch with her and have it scheduled for the next meeting.
All right. Moving on. 4E. Oh, no. Sorry. 4D. Program and budget request. Dan Torres, Economic Development.
In front of you and in the packet, there is a draft packet, I guess is what I call it, for you guys to follow along. The last page of that packet is probably the important one, just so you're aware. So you brought some questions, good questions, in the last discussion point. This is my attempt as your economic developer and during my CRA staff to present some options for the board to address how to use those funds in the downtown district. I have Adam Long on line two as your CRA attorney if there's any questions. But let me start with this. Board member Trish Hull asked about the increment. So in the downtown district has, I think, 4 or 6 more years to run before that increment, before the district expires. At some point, we'll come back to the board and ask, based on our priorities, is it worth it to extend the life of that district? My thought right now is it's existed for, I guess, almost 20 years under county leadership, and I don't know if we've realized the value that district could have done. And so I think there could be a compelling case to extend that, and that would elongate the time that tax increment could flow into the district. As David talked about, we're trying to figure out what that annual increment is. In the past, when it first started, there was about $800,000 that was flowing into the district, and it's kind of trended down. Again, when you look at it, the thought is around COVID time, the assessor might have downgraded the assessed value of the commercial properties in the downtown district, and that usually lags a couple of years. So we're gonna figure that out and report back to the board. But what I have before you is some ideas for your consideration. The downtown has been identified by the township and the city as an important component in Magna. And the following proposals is my attempt to present a way for us to drive traffic and activity in the downtown, because that is directly tied to how people may want to invest and what they might want to invest in our downtown. As you're aware, the CRA and the district received several vacant properties from the county CRA. I don't know if there was ever, I'm not saying that they didn't, but I am unaware of any larger plan that they may have had. But now that it's in Magna's court, you guys have the ability to determine what the fate of those properties and the fate of the downtown is. In a perfect world, we would, as a board, annually sit down and budget items, and staff would then have an understanding, working with the board, of course, of what your priorities are, and we wouldn't necessarily need to come back for every individual expense. We would sit down annually with you and budget this out, so you guys would know what was expected, what we'd be paying for, and what staff would have the ability to do. So I have here kind of a thought process here. So all told, there's about $2.4 million in the downtown CRA. Again, if you flip to the back page, this might be the best way to follow along. I propose sitting down with the board and potentially allocating or budgeting $417,000. I'm going to break this down in components. Please stop and ask any questions. So the first thing here is the marketing of downtown Magna. So I propose that, and budgets are amounts that you could spend up to. It doesn't mean we spend all of it, but you need to have a number to budget. So the thought is spending up to $10,000 for the next 12 months on branding and advertising in the downtown. I'll go into some additional projects in here, but having that line item so that we can actively market the downtown and its businesses. A catch-all for software, right? So apps and other types of software subscriptions to support that advertising for event and communication software, outreach and vendor tracking and coordination as we work towards maybe perhaps creating a downtown alliance with the different business and property owners. I propose that we look at installing a digital reader sign, perhaps directly outside the district on 8400 West and Main Street to tell people what's happening, whether that's events or activities or other types of advertising that we would define.
So would that be like a digital sign, like what used to be down here?
I don't know what used to be there, but it would be a digital sign. Okay. Go ahead, sorry.
No, you're fine. I just wanted to know if that's what it was.
Yep. And this number is derived from a sign that we installed in Kern, so it's an accurate-ish number for that. A downtown parking improvement. So the CRA received several parcels from the county. One of the conversations that will be before you in October is looking at relaxing some of the parking requirements for businesses in the downtown. And the thought would be if we can make it less costly to develop property and have more of the square footage of any lot devoted to the building and leasable space, and bringing some public parking lots online and using that to allow for increased parking in the downtown.
Outside of the historic district?
Still within the district boundaries.
I thought we already did that. I thought we eliminated the parking requirements.
So you guys looked at it. The downtown historic plan that Matt Starley presented to you was never adopted by council. It was adopted by the Planning Commission. But if you remember last year, it kind of stalled out in council. It was decided to kind of shell it for a bit. We'd love to bring that back to you. But this is specifically about the parcels owned by the CRA in the downtown area, improving them. I don't think that the city or the CRA should do less than what we require private development to do. However, I don't want to put in asphalt for lots that might be redeveloped and want to be redeveloped, but we find something that's code compliant, so some sort of gravel hard mix for that, and perhaps some lighting. So the thought is $200,000 for that. We've been talking about the Webster Center. One of the thoughts I'll talk about in a second is encouraging food trucks to locate in the downtown and maybe even having a food truck court. Part of that is having a commissary kitchen that they could work out of. The thought here is perhaps the CRA could look at adding $75,000 to the kitchen improvements that are being contemplated for the Webster Center so that those food trucks can operate out of that kitchen as a commissary kitchen. What we found out is that food trucks have to have a business license and you collect the sales tax, which, you know, comes to the city, goes to the MSC, but then comes back to the city. Anyway, they're licensed out of where that commissary kitchen is, so that would secure that sales tax and center it here in the downtown. I'd love to talk about, you know, there is a farmer's market or community market in Magna. I'd love there to be something here in the downtown that we could actively promote. Again, looking at the marketing tools and those other things I just talked about. So budgeting some money to support and establish a downtown farmer's market.
So Daniel, would you have to like shut down like Main Street to do that?
It depends on where we decide to put it. Okay. You know, we have a parking lot behind us. We have other lots. Okay. It could go in the downtown in Main Street. Okay. It's TBD, but I don't think necessarily we'd have to.
Okay.
Talking about a food truck course. So when we talk about activating the downtown, it's about how do we get people knowing that something's happening consistently, right? So you have your food truck that might be one day a week. We'd want to look at when the best day of the week to do that to attract the vendors. But could we look at an ongoing food truck course, or can we look at maybe it's food trucks once a night, every Thursday night, or whatever that time is, but also having that to also make sure that downtown Magna is a place that people want to come to. In order to have this done, I suggest that the CRA perhaps fund a temporary, not a full-time, but a temporary event coordinator position to work under, if I could be so bold, the economic developer at the MSD, so we can manage it and actively schedule, help maintain, act as a liaison, and advertise all the things that we just talked about. And perhaps other city events that are happening in the downtown. That is a thought. So this is the table with all those costs, proposed costs totaling about $417,000. Ongoing, if we decide to do it, some of those larger costs would drop off, and you're probably looking at, I'd say, well under $100,000 annually if you want to continue the marketing and some of the software stuff. But the big fixed costs, the commissary kitchen, improving the parking lots, et cetera, would drop off. So that was a lot to throw at you. This is for your consideration. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
It's the first time I've seen any proposed plans for
activating Main Street. It's refreshing. Thank you.
And I love the idea of the digital sign. We had one. The Chamber of Commerce, when I was president years and years ago, bought one. It worked for a while, didn't work, then it worked again, and then somebody ran into it. And I think it's very much needed in the community, so I'm supportive of that.
And I would point out this builds, you know, this is presented to you today, but this builds on things that the current and prior councils have talked about in the downtown, that heretofore we were at the mercy of outside agencies to enact. The Lens of Magna that was just talked about, Matt Starley, who acts as your long-range planner, worked hand in hand with the county RDA to set that up. So there's some expertise, but again, I'm excited because here's an opportunity for Magna through the CRA board to really activate this and take this into your own hands, and also to hold, you know, your staff accountable for the success or failure of this, instead of having to ask an outside agency. So again, I think it's exciting to have these opportunities in front of you.
All right, thank you, Daniel. Moving on to item 4E, just conscious of the time, we have 5 minutes. Yeah.
So this should also be in your packet, but that's just for your copy, for your reference. Last meeting, I think back in July, the board authorized us to enter into a contractual agreement with a municipal advisory firm called Clearwater Financial. What I just handed the board chair is the contract. So looking for authorization for the board chair to sign that contract so we can bring Clearwater Financial on board. For your reference, it's $12,000 a year. That's the retainer. It comes with an unlimited, quote unquote, number of projects under 40 hours. They will be here in the next few weeks to do a site visit, but this would formally let us enter into a contract with them.
So do you need a motion?
I think you already,
we already approved it.
Oh, okay.
So I will sign. Okay, item 4F, discussion regarding recent updates. David Bricky, any that you're aware of?
Checking also to verify if there's anything you want identified and placed on the next CRA agenda. Otherwise, I'll reach out to Ms. Saban and have her ready for the next presentation.
And to my knowledge, we have no items for a closed session?
No, sir.
All right, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn the CRA board meeting.
So moved.
I'll second.
We have a motion from Board Member Hull and a second from Vice Chair Pierce. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.